Hi, it's Yasmin Boland here with a look at the astrology and the moonology of 2019. So it's going to be a very big year. We have got five eclipses coming. They're in the signs of, in this order, Capricorn, Leo, Cancer, or Moonchild as I call it, and then another one in Capricorn, and then one to finish off the year in Capricorn. So wherever you have Capricorn in your chart, and we all have Capricorn in our chart somewhere, that's just how astrology works, is where a lot of the big energy is going to be taking place. But it doesn't matter which sign you are, whether you're Capricorn, Capricorn rising, or another sign, there's a lot going on. One of the big themes of 2019 is going to be about manifesting. Now, why? Because what we have is we have Saturn, which is the sign of reality and making things real and making things concrete. So that's Saturn in the sign of Capricorn again, harmonizing several times with the planet of dreams and psychic ability and the divine. Neptune, which is in the sign of Pisces. So we're going to get Saturn sextile Neptune. That's sort of the astrological term for it. 1, 2, 3 times throughout the year. That'll be the end of January, the middle of June, and in November. And so Saturn sextile Neptune basically is dreams becoming real, okay? So what I'm hoping as an astrologer and a moonologer who's all about manifesting, I hope that this is going to be the year that people start to really realize in a mainstream kind of way that in fact we can make our dreams come true, that manifesting actually does work, and that we are here on the planet to learn how to consciously create our life, that the school, that the earth is indeed a school of manifestation. So for me, that's the very big picture. I have to say there are also some slightly strange Neptune planetary alignments going on as well. So there will be confusion in 2019 as we all work through all this information we're getting, which is kind of coming down from the heavens. So the best thing to do in 2019, I would say overall for all the signs, no matter which sign you are, is to meditate every single day if you can. I know it's not easy. I struggle with it myself from time to time. Some days all I want is to sit down and chant and meditate, and other days I feel so busy and so frantic that I think, oh my gosh, how can I squeeze this into my day? But it's always a good decision. So meditation. Music's going to be really important this year. If you can tune into some beautiful spiritual music that you have on tap, that you can stick on your headphones whenever things start to get a bit too weird, it's going to help you reconnect in a very Neptunian way. I mean, if you want some recommendations, I would say probably my favorite people to listen to when I want spiritual music are Deva Premal and Mitten. Amazing, amazing, amazing. You can find them on YouTube. And also Aussies, Edo and Joe, E-D-O, Edo and Joe. Beautiful, beautiful music. All right, so let us take a look then at the headlines for all the signs. And remember, if you know your rising sign, listen to that as well, because it will give you an extra layer of information. Your rising sign, for those of you who don't know, is the constellation that was coming up over the eastern horizon at the moment that you were born. So it's actually the most personal point on the chart, because it changes within just a couple of miles or kilometers from where you were born. So someone who was born at the same time as you, the exact same time as you, the exact same moment in time as you, on, you know, 50 miles away or 100 miles away, let alone on the other side of the planet, could easily have a different rising sign from you. And it's being the most personal point on the chart, it will actually give you a deeper reading, more akin to sitting down with an astrologer face to face and getting a reading for the year ahead. So listen to your rising sign as well. And if you don't know your rising sign, but you wish you did, you can find out for free at just go to moonmessages.com/free chart. moonmessages.com/free chart. Okay, so now let's get into the headlines for all 12 signs for the year ahead. Okay, so for Aries, the headline is "And breathe." Aries and Aries rising. The first 3 months are the last hurrah of mayhem and madness before life finally starts to settle down. And that's because the planet of chaos, Uranus, is leaving your sign. For Taurus and Taurus rising, get ready because it's going to be an exciting year. If you were hoping for an easy year where not much happens, you might be disappointed. On the other hand, if you're up for some excitement, 2019 has you covered and then some. Okay, Gemini and Gemini rising, it's a great year for love, okay? Also, look for work which inspires you in 2019. This is a real key to happiness for you in the coming year. And as I said, it's also a great year for love, thanks to Jupiter in your love zone for the first time in 12 years. Cancerians, or as I like to call them, moon children, if you're the sign of moon child, it's a very big year for all your relationships. It's actually a massive year for you with the eclipse in your sign and then a couple of eclipses in your love zone. Plus, Jupiter is actually helping you to enjoy your daily life a bit more. Yay. Because you've got Saturn opposite your sign, you need this light relief. Leo and Leo rising. How good do you want 29 to be? The 2019 question for you is, how good do you want life to be? How good do you believe it can be? The eclipse in your sign at the start of the year gives you a chance to just leave the past behind. Never mind the past. Here comes the Leo eclipse. Virgo and Virgo rising, remember to have fun. Remember to have fun, Virgos. You're also great at helping other people and doing all your duties, but this year, 2019, remember to have fun. Your home life should be a lot more fun in 2019, and your finances should be less chaotic and unpredictable. So that's kind of what you might call win-win. Okay, for Libra and Libra rising people, home and family is the focus as all the planets gather in your home zone between now and 2020. Whatever is going on for you at home and or with your family this year, know this. The universe is teaching you some very, very important lessons through whatever's going on in your home and family life. So pay attention. Scorpio and Scorpio rising. The message for you is focus on the good, okay? The hardest thing for Scorpio and Scorpio rising people is the most important thing at the moment. Focusing on the good in your life rather than focusing on the challenges. All right. Sagittarius and Sagittarius rising. You know what? It could be your lucky year. Why? Because you have the good luck planet, which also happens to be your ruling planet, Jupiter, in your sign. In theory, this could be the luckiest and best year you've had in over a decade. In practice, though, you still need to work hard. Okay, Capricorn and Capricorn rising people. Let's say your headline is from strength to strength. You should be going from strength to strength. 2019 looks like being another year of showing the world how amazing and resilient you are, okay? If you are going through tough times, it will really work for you to connect with your spirituality, whether you get yourself a teacher or you do it on your own or you just learn to meditate or you do guided meditations from YouTube. Spirituality will help you through any tough times in 2019 as you show the world, wow, what a powerhouse of strength and resilience you are. You really are the sign with kind of the most energy in it right now, and you need to work it in your favor, okay, and expect the best. Aquarius, okay, the headline I came up with for you, parties and therapy, Aquarius and Aquarius rising people. Why? Because the good news is that your social life is going to be the best it's been in years. Plus, I think people are going to love you more than they've loved you in years. The less good news is that it may well be you are bottling up your emotions, okay? So out of all these fun, all the fun and the parties, find some people you love that you trust and talk to them about what's on your heart. And finally, Pisces and Pisces rising people, aim high in 2019. Your career prospects are at an all-time high, even if at times you feel a bit bamboozled by life in 2019. And if you don't work, this is a year to really think about what are my dreams and how am I going to make them come true. And to, actually, to be fair, whether you're working or not, that's a really strong message for you. What do I need to do to make my dreams come true? So that is a look at the overall energies for 2019. I'm wishing you all a beautiful, beautiful year ahead. And remember to tune into the eclipses, especially there's an eclipse coming in January, which is going to sort of kick off the new year. And if you want to tap into that, I'll be covering it on my site, moonology.com. It's a new moon eclipse in the sign of Capricorn. So it's kind of an amazing, amazing gift from the heavens for us to have this at the start of the new year. Because obviously at the start of the new year, everyone's making their wishes and setting their intentions and coming up with New Year's resolutions. So, you know, pay attention to that and make sure that if you are one of the people out there who understands that we are creating our reality with our thoughts, that you get really clear on what you want for 2019 and tune into that new moon eclipse, which will be taking place at the very start of January in 2019. Sending you lots and lots of love. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful year. This has been Yasmin Boland.